Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets, of writers, of lovers of the spoken word. Welcome to the March 6, 2020 edition of World Poetry Open Mic. Did I say that slow enough? I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. Sitting across from me is the man who keeps everything moving, including that fantastic fade out just then. That was really nice. I actually really did. I'm not just joking. Mr. JT, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. It's weird. We haven't been seeing each other during the week as we usually did in the past. Uh-huh. I swear every year or every week, your beard gets more pronounced.
Yeah.
I still think it's a good thing. My nose, I'm sure, gets larger. It's a genetic problem. It's been a good week. It's been a full week.
Week
really, really full of, just for me, like play rehearsals,
yeah,
and just music and, you know, all that, which is great, but it's also, what do you do it week after week after week? It's getting like, whew, oh my gosh.
A little rough.
Nothing to complain about. Nothing. Just energy.
I got you.
You know,
yeah.
And it takes all your focus.
Yes.
It takes all your focus. What about you? What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I've got Monday I have a final in one of my classes. So
okay.
That class will be done. And then, I guess I'll have so next week ends my first portion of my semester, one class, and then I have spring break.
Nice.
And then I've got like 7-8 more weeks after that and I'm done.
You're done.
Done.
Good for you. I remember how it was kind of worrisome going into it back.
Yeah, well,
how long ago? A couple years ago now?
Yeah, 2017 is when, fall of 2017 is when I kind of started getting the ball really rolling for it.
Wow.
Well, 2018 was when I started. Woo.
Proud of you, man. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Thank good you. Job. So we've got a pretty good night planned. It looks like we've got some pretty pretty kind of low numbers in here. So what I'm kind of thinking we're going to do, if it's okay with you, is we'll go through the normal process.
Yeah.
We'll go through to do our first segment here and just see how many callers we have and just kind of play it by ear. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because if we're not having enough to fill up, if it's just what it is, then we definitely want to give credence to the people who are on the air.
Absolutely.
But if, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Okay.
All right. So getting into it here, let's just do the rules as we always do. Rule number one, no hate speech. We've never done that on the show. And we never will. Rule number two, please skew your work PG-13 or lower. We have families, younger people who listen to the show, and we want to make it a friendly place for them as well. That being said, we're not in the business of censoring you, so if you have something really good going on, we may not kind of try to head it off. But we do reserve the right to. So there you go. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. Try saying that four times fast. When we come on the line, it's just a respecting to the other poets. Rule number four, Please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long, just to respect things as well. And rule number five, your comments, your suggestions are absolutely valuable to us. We really do want to be able to take them and think about them because of that and the amount of things that we have to do during the show. We ask that you instead of just mentioning it in the chat room or on the air, send it to us in an email at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form. And that way we know we can actually look at it, take it, and talk about it in a meeting and really see if that's something we can add to the show or make a difference. This is your show as well. All right, so those are the main rules. Should we just go ahead and just give it a shot and see what we have?
Let's give it a shot.
All right, so we need five unique callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
Is this your first time? It's okay. Just call in, 720-240-9766. See how easy that is? And then when JT answers, all you have to do is wait a little bit, and then you can read. Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
Baby.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here at the beginning of the first segment. We've got five great callers lined up here. Boy, everybody showed up. We thought no one was going to be around here. We thought it was just a party for JT, George, and I. But it's good. Everybody else showed up. I'm happy to see that.
Yes.
So we've got some awesome, like I said, we've got some awesome poets lined up here. We also, I didn't mention this, since it's the first show of the month, means we also are going to be announcing the first three clues for our March 2020 Poet of the Month. Not only that, we're also going to be giving you an incredible, hot off the presses, JT's having to use oven mitts, Poetic Form of the Month. But before we do any of those things, I'd like to read you a submission.
Whoa.
Which I did not mention to you earlier.
No,
I'm sorry,
you did
my
not.
Friend. You were working the phones furiously.
I was.
This is from Natalia Govsha, and this is called Tango. Today, bright snow blinded eyes and melted, crying on hands and faces of passers-by. I ran into the hall where the tango was dancing, passionately playing with the fantasy of intense desire. And looking inadvertently around, I saw someone with eyes that looked like unforgettable, your eyes. You, stranger, looked at me and recognized my unfamiliar face that had long been from memory erased. You stood bewildered in the central place, like in the very center of the tango universe. You couldn't look away. You tightly followed my tango dance, devoted to oblivion. I held, just held in a trembling heart, all the sounding strings invisible of the one who had once disappeared. And that was Tango by Natalia Govsha. Great work, Natalia. Thank you so much for sending that in. If you want to submit poetry like Natalia, you can. You can send it to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or put it in the contact form on our site and just indicate that it's a submission to be read on the show. We will do it for you.
Yes.
All right. It is now time for us to travel to the hinterlands. Actually, no. We're just going to Michigan. Let's go to Michigan to speak with George. Good evening, George.
Let's go.
Hey, I think it's still winter in Michigan.
Well, you know, it's funny. When was the last time we had snow, JT? Was it just about a week and a half ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Hasn't even been 2 weeks, and now it's like 70 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
This weekend, yeah.
Yeah, but it's we're going to get hit again. I mean, it's just going to happen. We know.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it does, especially with the mountain snows and stuff. You get them. And we do, too. Don't know if we have any more in the forecast. We're supposed to hit, I think, 60 Sunday, which is a big number for us.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we're really happy about ours, too. Yeah,
I can put away my red flannel footy pajamas, you know.
JT.
They don't wear them out there?
Oh, no, we do. JT wears them during the summer, too. It's a whole look he's got going on now.
It's a good look with the flap in the back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, yes.
That's a whole thing. You got to look like a lumberjack, but live in the city. That's how it all works.
That's right. That's right. that's us. So northerners are those of the frozen tundra. Things are good. Things are good.
Good. Happy to hear that.
This one I'm going to read is, my chart says I have a little chart. This says I didn't read it, but I may have. It's called Water.
Okay.
Water. I love water. I drink water. Oh, I should preface this by saying it's one of those, I don't know the form, but each line has more syllables, you know, to get up to about 10 or 12 and then it comes back down to one. Isn't that exciting? Okay, water. I love water. I drink water. I stare at water. I bathe in water. I have lived on water. in water. I've had boats. I ride my bike towards water. I photograph water because it is water. My ancestors were water people in Scotland, maybe. Everything looks better upon the water. I eat fresh fish from the water. Pollution is ruining the water. We're running out of water. Fish poop in water. Fish have sex in water. Life depends on water. Water equals life. I am water. Water. And peace.
Nicely done. I do have to say, at one point, when you said pollution, at first I thought you said the ocean ruins water. And I'm like, that's deep.
Yeah, that is. How does that happen?
I don't know. It's just that. But, I mean, I did enjoy that one. I want to say I've heard that you've read that one before, but it's so, if you did, it's been so long ago that it's not, it sounds brand new anyway.
Yeah. I wrote it, the date I wrote it is 5/11, May 11th of 2019. Mm. So it had to be around there, but I didn't log it in on this little thing, so spreadsheet. So anyway, that's it. And I do love water. And the one thing about the prospect of maybe sometime moving to Denver, which is, you know, there's some pressure on us to do that, is that, you guys don't have quite enough water. You actually have some water up high, and it's cold.
Very cold. Yeah.
Colder than hell.
And it's not, you know, compared to Michigan, no, we don't have a lot of water.
Yeah.
I think we have enough water that fills your air.
Pardon?
I think we have the I think we have the same amount of water in lakes and stuff around here that fills your air. Out there.
That's about it. I went up to Green. What's that town? When that Green something? Oh, there's a town out 70 little ways. I can't think of the name of it. Green. Anyway, there's a lake there as part of the town. I think it's a man-made lake. Might be natural lake.
Oh, yeah.
And what is that? It's not very far out of Denver. Anyway, and Evergreen. How's that? Evergreen?
Oh, yeah. 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 That's not that far
out. There's big Evergreen. Yeah, it's a big, big lake there. And I saw a sailboat out there, and I said, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. People find places to put sailboats that are so ridiculous out here. Yeah.
Yes.
And I thought, yeah, this is a sailboat. Of course, I'm used to sailboats. I've had a bunch of them. here we use them.
Yeah. Here is someone who has a sailboat is just quaint in Colorado, you know.
No, I was going to say, no, actually some of the, it's sort of like a, it was probably big enough to say, it wasn't a big sailboat, you know, I mean, it was, you know, a day sailor kind of thing. And, I remember sharing that I love anything to do with sailboats. So, I took pictures of it, even to tease my son about that's your sailboat. Anyway, but, whitewater kayaking, of course, is a huge deal out there.
Well, and there are some really big reservoirs and lakes and things out here. But of course, I'm saying that to someone in Michigan, which is just, it's not even in the same ballpark. It's not, it's amazing they're even called the same thing. You know, I mean, it's
Yeah, we've got when I lived in northern Michigan, we had some swamp. It was called it's called the Backus Backwaters. Yeah. It was just a wild forested area, no roads to it. I mean, a little tiny track, two tracks to it. And the lakes out there were bigger than the lakes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, the lakes out there that were not considered lakes because they were, you know, well, there was no real shoreline. They were sort of swampy places, and they were spring-fed, and they were full of fish and everything. But they were, I said, that lake, if it was in... around a big city would be, you know, be covered with condos, and here it is. No one even got a name for it, you know. it's only a mile across, you know. Yeah. Oh, well. But that's all right. That's okay. So, well, anyway, I'd like the poem. Yeah. And I see there's some people on the list, so I will step over.
All right.
And listen.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. And thanks for leading us off tonight.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan in the number one spot here in our first segment. Now we're going to head to a magical place called Cleveland, Ohio. And let's visit with Mama Oladeji. Good evening, Mama. How are you?
I'm okay. Just trying to keep the show from going around and around again.
I'm okay.
Okay, let me. Okay, this back. It's back. It's back.
All right.
Okay. So you're waiting on me to do a piece?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how we normally do it, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I was thrown a little off kilter, so I didn't know.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. I'm just going to do the first thing that pops up. The past. The past cannot be wished away. Please study before teaching and stop repeating that which you know nothing about other than what you heard. That is what Dolomite said. He said, shut up, shut up. You walk around here with your nose all snotty, but you don't know what you're talking about. You need to ask somebody. No one wants to get beat down because they spread rumors around. Old buffoonery type messages that keeps people with their heads in the sand while their behinds are easily acceptable to a foot. If you're not willing to scientifically investigate or inquire about the data you're speaking and spewing, without investigating carefully, doing some historical research as to the present, as to present us with informed information, then STFU. The past cannot be wished away. You can only learn from the truth if you study. Instead, truth you want to ignore. The root word of ignorance is ignore. We cannot move forward on these stale mindsets of people's hell-bent. Of people hell-bent to interject reckless opinions and rumors as fact. And the perpetrators of these behaviors must be muffled or taught that death by innocence is still to our demise. The naive who are killing us are just as deadly as the weak and cowardly. Ultimately, they are the gap between the downfall of our country and our freedom. In peace. Well, I don't even know. What was that? 19. I don't even know when I wrote that. I just think the first thing that came up because it wouldn't give me time to pull my piece up.
That was good. I liked it.
Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done. No, Mama, thank you. Thank you. We love you, as you know, always. And you always bring it. You always do a great job.
Okay, thank you. I got to go figure out what that was about.
It's a story of my life. All right. All right. Thank you.
One love.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, in the second spot here in the evening. All right. Now we're going to head to Dennis, who we haven't heard from in a while, in, I believe it's, is it Florida?
Florida.
Hello, Dennis. Good evening. Welcome back.
Yes. Well, it's good to be back. I'm the traveling poet.
Yeah, you are now. How was Hawaii?
Hawaii was wonderful.
Wonderful.
We went to San Francisco first, and then we went to Hawaii. Now I'm in Florida after a brief stop in Michigan.
Wow, you're really going for it out there. That's great, though.
Oh yeah. Yeah, got to do it while you can, I guess. That's what they tell me.
Well, good. You know, we definitely missed having you, but we're really happy to hear that you're out having a good time.
Yeah, I miss the show. I miss calling in. I was really messed up with the Hawaii time and Denver time and Michigan time.
Oh, yeah.
There was no way I could call from over there, so I kept you in my mind and thought so, because I knew you guys were having a fine time without me. And I had to correct that.
Well, No, yep. we definitely
so
missed
you. I'm back.
All right. Well, that's good. That's what we need. That's what we care about. So, what do you have for us?
Well, since I'm traveling light. But one of the books I brought with me in my travels is the 2019 World Poetry Open Mic Anthology.
Woohoo!
And I know it's still available, and there's a lot of wonderful poems in here with some wonderful poets. And I know people that are still going to have to buy a copy. So keep that in mind. It helps support the show and keeps us going. And I appreciate what you've done with the book. It's a great format. And I'm going to read from the anthology tonight. I've read this one before, but I'll share it again. It's a poem I wrote. The title is Nemesis. You stalked me since day one, lurking in the shadows, knowing I would never be able to get the upper hand. In my youth, I thought I was invincible. I never heard your derisive chuckle. You whispered my demise on the wind. I look over my shoulder, but never saw a thing, and would shake the chill away. You hide in my subconsciousness, mumbling, chanting your wretched mantra. And as I get older, your ghastly presence becomes more obvious and ominous. And my nightly slumber respite wanes. I have to admire your stealth and patience, the dedication to your grisly work. As I wrestle with my mortality, you draw closer to my final scene. I see no plausible escape. My enemy, my nemesis, death. End of poem.
Very, very well done. I remember that piece, and I enjoyed reading it, and I enjoy it now.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share that. But it's more important I get a plug in for the anthology.
You know what? we appreciate that too. I hope the shape of the anthology did not become a hindrance in this case. I was kind of debating if that was going to be in the way of people.
Well, it packed well, so it's all good.
Okay, that's what matters then. That's what matters. If it packed well.
And hopefully I'll be home next week, and I'll have a St. Patrick's poem for you.
Ah, perfect. So, we always look forward to that one. Yeah, all right.
So thank you again for allowing me to read, and I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Florida this time. It's so hard to say his name and not mention the great state of Michigan, but that's okay. He's well in done. The great state of Florida. I saw a meme at one point that really cracked me up. It was the idea of, you know, it was back when we were on the brink of war with Iran. More so,
yeah.
I mean, not that really necessarily went away, but, you know, when it seemed like we really were. And the meme was the U.S. soldiers in the middle of the battle, so they start shouting, "Bring out the Florida men." And the army going, "The what?" It's all the crazy guys from Florida. Send them in. For some reason, it's just,
yeah.
You know, Florida's got a special, it's got a special sauce, as they say.
It sure does.
All right, let's go to another place that's got its own special sauce. Tastes like freedom. Let's go to Connecticut and visit with Barbara.
Hey.
Hey, Barbara.
Yeah, following Dennis. That's always nice.
I know. It's okay. You didn't hear my really awkward transition between you and him. So we're in a good place.
What did you say?
I just said that Connecticut has a special sauce and it tastes like freedom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Yep. So I dug deep.
Oh, good.
Into my poetry and found, I had this poem that I wrote about abuse, and I couldn't find it anywhere. But I did find this one in an anthology called Storm Cycle, and it could also be seen on Jellyfish Whispers, either one. It's in the July issue of Jellyfish Whispers and the Storm Cycle. I'll look for it later. But anyway, it's called Rebirth. And I think it's kind of good for this time of year. Rebirth. The earth lays brown, covered with ice and snow, until the sun's rays melts it, awakens the sleeping seeds, dormant within the rich humus to begin the process. A milligram at a time, until the delicate embryo sprouts a tender green stem and pushes hard. Imagine how strong the effort to spring forward free in the sunshine. The new green shoot cracks through, struggling toward the light, rushing from the womb of Mother Earth to feel the touch of first sunlight upon the newborn leaves. And poem.
I like that one quite a bit.
I like that one.
Yeah, very good.
I think I've read this here before, but this is...
I don't remember that for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did read it here. And then it's been in, like I said, two anthologies or compilations. I think people don't like the word anthology anymore.
I heard. Who told you that?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard it from some poets. I don't know.
Wow. But, that poet must really know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's interesting that I wrote the same title of this poem about my relationship with my mother changing.
Oh, really?
And I called it Rebirth. Hmm. And that one somewhere, if I could find it, I would read it because it's so different. But this one I thought would be fun to read anyway. Because today, on my way to my letters meeting, I saw crocuses. Actual crocuses on March 6th.
Oh, really?
Really? On the hill, on the church hill, just hundreds of them, just growing. I know. I said, don't grow now. We could have snow.
Yeah, right. Well, like we were talking to George about, you know, how it's just, it's really nice here right now. I've got windows open in my house and, you know, letting the air kind of come in and do what it can before it snows again. But it's snowed so much here. I'm really looking forward to end of April, early May in Colorado after it's been a snowy winter is one of the most beautiful, beautiful things that places.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Our place got practically no snow.
Well, you sent it all here because we were having almost blizzards almost every week.
Practically no snow.
I had to cancel.
Really?
Like full out real blizzards every week.
Oh, that's like it was like years ago in 1995, I think, five, when we moved up to Bedford, and it seemed like every day we had a new snowstorm.
Yeah,
it was really horrible.
That sounds kind of like what we were doing. Yeah, that sounds like kind of what we were doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get off and up the phone and let the fifth caller come on and talk to you later in the return.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Goodbye. Thanks. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. For some reason, saying Connecticut in my official voice sounds so much more meaningful. You know, I've heard someone refer to it as a war voice. Like, the children are happy to be back with their mothers and fathers. After, you know,
yeah.
I kind of feel it's like a war voice, but I'm not really thinking about war when I'm talking.
Right.
Yeah, just official.
Yeah.
Speaking of official, let us go now to speak with Zach in upstate New York. Hey, Zach. How are you, sir?
Hello. I'm home.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. How's the week been?
It's been good. You know, I'm just continuing, and I'm getting closer to my one-year anniversary of posting my poems publicly online, apart from World Poetry Open Mic. I am 165 poems, 14,400 views, and 53 followers from all over the world.
No kidding. And so what is the actual anniversary date?
March 23rd.
March 23rd. Okay. Okay. We've definitely got that in our head then. Okay. So I really feel like you're going to hit this just fine, but we need a viewer drive to help Zach hit his goal.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just happy that, that with your help of getting my book out there, it's gonna be good.
happy to be doing that too. I think it'll be fun, and it'll help a lot of people. But what do you have for us this evening?
It's actually a poem I just wrote about an hour ago. So you know, it's really, really short poem, but you know, it still has a lot of story in it, like all my others. So this is called The Wolf versus the Wind. The Wind versus the Wolf. The wind howls louder than a wolf to the moon. But don't worry. Spring is coming soon and will stay until June. End of piece.
It's a short piece, but there's some cool ideas in there. What kind of inspired that?
You know, it just came to me. You know, I was just sitting there at work waiting for customers, and you know, singing. The wind was, you know, the wind was whipping and outside, and you know, I thought, you know, wow, it's really loud, and it's almost, they say the wind howls, and I'm like, well, the wind is howling worse than a wolf to the moon.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I know spring is coming soon, and I looked it up, and it's next week spring is here, and it stays until June.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Zach, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and we hope to hear from you in the return.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you then.
Yep.
And that was Zach calling from New York. Dun, dun, dun. That's my New York theme song.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Makes more sense now.
I'm glad it does. Now it has become time for something special, something dramatic, something you've never heard before. It is our first three clues of this month's Poet of the Month. All right, and for those of you who are the uninitiated, in case you're listening, even in the replay, every month, the first week, we kind of unveil some clues about a mysterious poet, and we will give three more clues the next week. And on the third week, we announce their identity. If you're able to guess who the person is ahead of time, send us an email at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, and you'll get to choose a song that will be performed at Studio X, which is a music kind of segment that we do every week, or in every month, I'm sorry. All right, so here are our three clues for this month. Are you ready, JT?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Clue number one, a poet politically protesting with verse. I'll repeat that. A poet politically protesting with verse. Clue number two. Dutifully, that's a hard word. I can't say that tonight. Dutifully, it's not a hard word. Dutifully, my gosh, took part in a rehearsal transposed. Dutifully took part in a rehearsal transposed. And third, the young Puritan escaped, refuge taken in a bookshop. The young Puritan escaped, refuge taken in a bookshop. Now, I will be putting these up if you go to World Poetry Open Mic at worldpoetryopenmic.net or .com and then click on where it says Poet of the Month. You will see these clues there in case you need them for reference later. We will have three more clues next week, but those are our first, the shut across the bow for the identity of our March 2020 Poet of the Month. All right, we are going to try a second segment. We need five unique callers. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Hey, Christine.
Yes, Michael.
Have you ever seen Sweeney Todd?
No, most people who go see him never come back.
I know. I guess I'm just hungry. All right, and here we are in the second segment. We've had our lines ringing off the hook. It's been absolutely insane here. JT actually fell out of his chair trying to answer all of the phones at once. And strangely,
yeah,
it's all the same people who've called. I mean, someone just seemed to call five times.
Yeah.
It's really weird. This person is called just no one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't have any callers that thing. Sorry. I'm just being sarcastic. So, yeah, it's just a smaller gathering this evening. That's fine. All right. So instead of doing that, because I need more time to put all this together for the segment at the end of this, I'll just do that in the return.
That sounds fine.
Okay. So let's just, what do you think, JT? Should we just jump into a return?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do that. So everybody who wants to share another piece, you can. Anybody who's jumped in, which I don't think there is, who wants to read another one, or wants to read for the first time, you can do that as well. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
So we've established that Barbara's phone is working fine?
Yes, her phone is working fine. Our end is not receiving her calls. But we'll try it live.
Okay, let's just give it a shot, because my initial response is that's not how phones work. So
right. No, and hers is a landline, so...
So it should be straightforward.
Should be straight through, so...
All right, well, right before we have her call, we'll make sure the number's right. Just basic
Absolutely.
Stuff we all should do all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got a lot of great callers.
Yeah.
We've got so many. We're just swamped.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? All right, let's just go to Cleveland, Ohio, a place you go when you're swamped, but you don't want to be in a swamp, if you know what I'm saying.
How about if I
you're gonna plug it in? Yeah.
Why don't we plug it in properly? Hang on.
It's all right.
Dude, it's all right. Like I've done this before.
Scotty in the engine room has got a few buttons to push.
There we go.
You can control it, Captain.
I can. Sometimes.
All right. So now let's go to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Hello, Mama. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I don't know if I read this one last week. I'm just getting senile here. So this is called Better Off. Stop me if you heard this one. Don't want to sit up. Don't want to lie down. Don't want to play. Don't want to work. Don't want to create. Don't want to be idle. Don't want to sing, don't want to dance, don't want to talk, and I don't want to listen. Don't want to know. Don't want to think. I don't want to lie, and I don't want to die. Don't want to live, but I don't want to cry. I don't want to be enthused, enlightened, or moved. Don't want to be left alone. I damn sure don't want company. Can't take this state of mind to the hereafter and expect heaven's bliss or an angel's kiss, especially if I don't deserve to go there. I can't take this goddess mind to Gehenna's abyss, and I don't even want to go there. Stuck in this human flesh is a tormented soul, waiting to want, waiting for change, waiting to feel, think, and know joy again, waiting to want to remember, wanting to be better off, better off, better off. The bottom line is to be better off. To be better off is all that matters. It mattered when I had choices that mattered. I want all things good to matter again, or nothing will. In peace.
Be better off. I liked that one very much, Mama. I don't remember hearing that one before.
Okay, good. Thanks. Yeah, because I'm sure you probably would remember it. Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't sure because I had pulled it up to read. I probably couldn't find it. And after I waited, go through the poem, sometimes I lose the one I pulled up.
I understand.
But
yeah,
this is not that old. I think I wrote that last week. This still says 2020. Yeah, I think I wrote it last week.
Wow.
And I think sometimes we just, we just want things to matter again. We just want to be better off than we are now. I mean,
yep.
if nothing else goes right, things just keep going wrong. Then now we got this crazy virus after all the political stuff. We just want to be better off as human beings. We just want things to matter,
yeah.
That really matter, to have a choice and a say-so. Once again, did we lose our right to say something, to be counted, to have a voice? Seems like everything good doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
We just want to be better off.
Yeah.
That's that piece. Thank you for letting me share.
Mama, we love you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
bye. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, our first caller here in the return engagement.
So when did you want to do the thing?
I don't know. Do you want me to do it? I guess I should do it at the end, huh? We just went straight in.
You want to do it at the end? Or do you want?
Could do it right now.
Let's do it now.
Minds. Okay.
I think it'll be okay.
So as long as everybody who's on hold is cool, we're going to jump right into the poetic form of the month. Okay, that frightened me for some reason. Okay, here we go. So our March 2020 poetic form of the month is, this is hard to pronounce, Trion Ranegeta More, or as they say, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Trion Ranegeta More. It is a Celtic type of poem. So it is a den de reach meter of ancient Celtic or Irish verse poems written in short lines with consonant rhyme. And there's a layout here, a harmony of sound, and a beginning and ending of the poem with the same word, syllable, or phrase. And I've written out on our site kind of all of the things you need to know. Here's an example of one. It's called Trickster Time by Barbara Hartman. It's short. It goes like this. Spring storm dumps snow, glazes green clumps, bends boughs low to grow huge humps. March makes mischief, tricksters take wing, practicing pranks on silly spring. So that's a good example. It seems very complicated until you actually read it and you're like, oh,
Yeah.
I can kind of understand it now. So if you want to look at it, go to worldpoetryopenmic.net.com, click on Poetic Form of the Month, and you will see it. It is Trion Ranaceta More. That's our March 2020 Poetic Form of the Month. Okay, now we're going to be heading to Michigan to speak once again with George.
Michigan.
Hello, George.
Hey there. Well, you couldn't have introduced my poem any better than talking about a spring snow.
Oh, really?
And in your example of the however you pronounce that new form of the month.
Oh my, it's Celtic.
Celtic. Yeah, I'm going to look that up because the piece you used as an example I really like. And so maybe I need to, and I need to bone up on some of my forms. You know, I mean, I'm a limited poet in many ways. Okay, this one is a surprise about a late spring snow that we had about a week ago. It's called "If It Must Snow." If it must snow this late, keep it from being humanized by tire tracks and salt and noise and dog scat and the crush of people and by industry writing its name in the snow. Snow does not beg to be conquered by soiled humans. Leave the rabbit tracks lie. It will soon melt away like we do. End of peace.
You're totally right. It really seemed to work out nicely there. Yeah. I like that piece very much, George.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, I just looked up there and saw the snow and was thinking about how soon it would be ugly. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen so much probably in the mountains, but it happens in the cities. And it probably happens in Denver too, you know, with all the traffic and everything.
Oh yeah,
they managed to muck up all the snow, and you have to go a little higher than the city up to see the pristine stuff that stays in there. I can't believe how late the snows stay in those ravines and valleys.
I've been up there in middle of July and it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, especially north facing the cliffs that are facing the north, mm-hmm. where they don't get a lot of sun or any sun. Those babies are snow covered right up in the, you know, right late in midsummer, like you said.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm gonna, you know, I'm worn out on snow. I mean, I've had enough of it all my years.
I start having those moments too.
Well, you guys are, and at least where the sun shines. I mean,
fair enough.
This,
fair enough.
I always loved, and I'm sure this is not new to anybody or any poet, but to look out into the pristine snowfall in the morning on spruce trees and such. And the only thing you see is an occasional bird track or animal track, you know, like a rabbit track or a squirrel. And you see, you know, just the way it looks. And it's how it stays that way somewhat in the wilderness, probably, until it's melted. But it doesn't stay that way in our Detroit area streets.
No.
So, JT knows about that. Okay.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I'm going to move off here. I'm going to move off and listen to the next one.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and great to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye. Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan, the number two spot here in our return engagement. All right. Now we're going to travel to a special place. It's not downstate New York,
no.
JT. No.
No?
No. It's upstate New York. Let's go to Zach. Hey, Zach, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back.
All right. Well, very good. You know, that rhyme is always totally unintentional, by the way. I don't do that on purpose.
Hey, that's okay.
Okay.
Hey, I forgot to tell you guys some exciting news. So I have lost 50 pounds in the past year and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Good job.
Nine pounds in the last 4 months alone. And if I lose 4 more pounds, I will be under 400 for the first time in about 3 or 4 years.
Wow. So what is, first of all, way to go.
Got it.
Now what has been, what do you think has been kind of making you decide to be losing weight?
I think it's because, I never really understood what I was always depressed because I never understood what my feelings were and what I was, what I was feeling. And then when I started doing poetry, I started figuring out what I was feeling and why I was feeling it.
Yeah.
And then I was able to help people. And now, I guess I kind of found my self-worth. And through the catharticism of poetry, I don't know if that's a word, but how cathartic it is. And I think it's helped me grow as a person, and it's helped me realize that I want to stay, I want to live, and
good.
You know,
good. I'm happy to hear that. It's
it's
the thing that I've noticed that happens is when you start leaning into the things you're really supposed to be doing, all kinds of stored, kind of blocked energy frees itself up, and I know that we all have different reasons if we put on weight and keep weight on, and there's all kinds of different things. I don't need to get into that. There's many different reasons. But some of the time it is to protect ourselves from the outside world. And, it's to protect things. And one thing I notice is when I'm on purpose or when I'm kind of leaning into things, my weight seems to kind of, get more under control. But when I'm kind of not addressing things I need to be addressing somehow emotionally, or I'm just not aware of something, then I'll start putting it on again. It's really weird. So it's one of those things I noticed. It's like, that's a strange pattern. But I've noticed, at least for me, that's how it works.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think the part of it too was that I was gaining weight because I didn't want to go away or anything, but I just wanted to eat myself away. And I just wanted to eat myself away. And then if I did go, then it wasn't for some bad way. It seemed like I was okay, but
right.
Now I realize that was a bad thing. And now I'm working on getting better. And, I think helping people makes me feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I think you're really doing some good work that way. So thank you for, thanks for doing that. Thanks for sharing with us. That's inspiring. And we definitely are with you. We hope you keep going.
Absolutely. We have other callers on the line, so I'll get into it. So I wrote this as a song. Like, I thought of it when I was writing it. I thought I wanted it to be a song because I could imagine it going with a nice piano backtrack or a nice good acoustic guitar. But, I realized that I was happy where I ended it, but it was too short to be considered a song. So I called this one Friends in a Small Town. I'm not here to find the silver and gold. I am here to find somebody to hold, someone to wrap their arms around me tight and make me forget it's a cold winter night. It's been 10 years since you stole my heart. Now look where we are. We've come so far from the start. As you lie with me, watching the fire glow, I still can't believe that I'm the one that you chose. We were friends in a small town, then we became something more. I can't believe I never knew it was you I was waiting for. We were friends in a small town, then you said I do. Because of you, I believe that dreams can come true. End of peace.
Well done. Well done again. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
I came to the first line and then it just started pouring out and hopefully I'll be able to share that piece one day when I get my girlfriend, when I get my wife.
Yeah. Well, there's I think it's a powerful thing, and I think it's also resonating from this place in you where there's a lot of life left to live. It's, you know, you can hear the hope in it, and you can hear the kind of the burgeoning strength of will in it, and I think that's great.
Right, and you gotta take it where you can get it.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true.
I'll let the next person step up, but I'm sure we'll talk over the week. But good luck with the Once Upon a Mattress.
Thank you. We got a little ways in it, but it's one of those things where it's a big job, but at the same time, it could be much worse. So I am enjoying it. It just is a little exhausting at times, including the music. So.
Well, yeah, like I said, good luck. Have fun.
I'll do my best.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do my best.
Well, hey, if you do bad, then maybe you won't have to do the other. Plays.
But Zach, that's not in my nature, my friend. That is not in my nature.
Well, I know it's bad, but. That's just a thought. But,
you're right. I could tank it really hard. No one would ask me again. I'd be like, yeah, win. Or I could have just not done it, I guess, now that I think about it. But anyway,
all right, well,
thank you, sir.
I'll let the next person step up, and I will talk to you guys next Friday.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. All right. Now, Barbara. Time to call on the landline.
Hang on. She won't get that for about 10 seconds.
Oh, that's right. Okay. The number is 720-240-9766. Screwing it up now that I wasn't thinking about it. All right. Let's see what happens. Just Barbara, not anybody
just,
else.
That's why I said call now, Barbara.
Ah, look at that.
Watch this. Ready?
Yep.
Just Barbara.
Boom. Hello, Barbara.
Hey, I got through.
You did. Woohoo. All right. Perfect. That's all we needed, that little opening.
I guess too many people calling. I have no idea what happened.
We're breaking the internet over here, Barbara.
That's it. We're just breaking the internet.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, all right. So what do you have?
Okay, Facebook reminded me, as they do so many times, that I had written this poem for a contest, and it was written 4 years ago, and it was written for Karen King. I don't know, she's a poet in England. And so I found it and shared it, and it was an immediate success. So I thought I would read that poem. It's called White Bird in the Water. I probably read it here, but you might remember it. It's called White Bird in the Water. Curved white neck, graceful as the sweep of a woman's hair, standing straight as a statue, long black pointed beak protruding. It guards the space around it, searching, always searching. Though still as a stone, feet planted in the loose sand. Poised to strike, it holds its stance, a steady and poised action, its eyes able only to see to the side, unaware of the vista in front of it. Aqua waves wash over its caged feet, yet it can rise in a second to grab the escaping prey found finally, erupting with a splash as it goes.
What could this white beauty be thinking of if it does think? Or is it only trained on the prize waiting beneath the surface of the water? Would I have the patience of this magnificent bird to wait for the prize to come to me and not race around like a gobbling turkey or a scurrying mouse? In our attempt to find our prizes, could we not take our cue from this patient bird who takes a stance and does not budge until the prize is in sight? End poem.
Nicely done. Nicely done. I like the gobbling turkeys and scurrying mouse reference.
And the least poetic part of the poem.
I'm sorry. No, I mean there's a lot to it. Of course. That part just made me smile.
I'm glad I made you smile. I did something stupid. And did you ever do something stupid and hurt yourself?
I was going to say, what, start a radio show late on Friday nights? Never done that.
Yeah,
no. Yes,
you
I
hurt
have.
Yourself.
I have, yeah.
Physically, and you don't recognize it. It's like it hurt at the moment, maybe, and then you discounted it. And went about your business, you know, because you were too busy. So this is what happened to me this morning. I was on my way to my letters meeting at 10 o'clock. And I looked down at my pinky, and I had caught my finger in a locker. I think it was 4 years ago.
Okay.
But I had this aqua mark left from it. It was a really bad cut. It was like bad, but I was left with this little aqua mark. So I looked down on my finger, my pinky, where it had been just this little mark, and I see this huge bump. I mean, huge bump sitting there, like it had just happened. And I said to myself, "What's going on?"
Yeah.
Why didn't I see this when I was getting dressed? And did it happen? Did it happen now? Or did it happen?
So does it hurt?
Well, then I looked at it. It started to hurt. But then I John Wayne'd it and I said, "Hey, it's not bad. You didn't even notice it until now." So I gave it up and forgot about it. You know, went about my meeting and went through everything and didn't bother thinking about it and got home and realized that I had this huge bump on my pinky. And so I put ice on it. It's better. Much, much better.
Oh, it is better.
Probably,
okay.
Yeah, it's much better. It's like radically better from putting the ice on it, even though it hurt and I took acetaminophen, and it got extremely better. So I'm just thinking I might have, like, did something to that finger, not known it, and then, you know, putting the ice on it helped it. I have no idea what it was. But anyway, it's better.
Well, interesting. But well, that, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I was like, what am I going to do? My daughter said, "You want to go to the doctor?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm not going to a doctor now." No.
Yeah.
I'm not going near a doctor's office now, for God. Not anytime soon, unless I absolutely have to. And with a mask. I mean, what the hell? You never know what you're going to find now. Anyway, that was what Facebook sent to me. And I'm always, like, tickled when I find something that Facebook has found for me. It's like you have your own little, like, researcher going around and giving you memories that you had not remembered for, like, oh, yeah, I wrote this 4 years ago. I remember that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and what else is interesting about my life? motivational strips, a group that I belong to.
Barbara, what is this?
I know. Now has what a new magazine called Genius.
Oh, okay.
You can see it's called Genius.
All right.
And it's coming out next this month. So my poem is in there, but lots of other great poems are in there that you should really read. Just saying. And that's it. That's all I have to say, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us.
I have something to say, but this was a really nice show. Thank you. And quiet and everyone here, my friends, and I love that. And congratulations, Zach, for doing what many people can't, and don't get discouraged. It's just wait. So, you know, just know that you're on the right track. And I've also myself struggled with weight, not quite that much, but still, as in Yiddish, abyssal. So I understand the pain of that. And anyway, going to get off the phone so that the other person can speak, or however many people you have can speak. So have a great week, Michael, and sometime soon we have to decide when you're coming back on the show.
I appreciate that. We will definitely figure that out.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know. What do you think, JT? How do you feel?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I feel all right, too.
Yeah. You know?
Feel all right.
Yeah.
Feel all right. Okay, well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've set a record for the time in a show.
Yeah.
But that is our show for the evening.
It is.
It is. It's a short show. All right. So, we will be returning next week. We will have three more clues for the identity of our poet of the month. And we will have a Studio X segment, won't we?
No.
Oh, no, we don't do that. We don't do that second week.
No.
When do we do that?
Third.
We do that third week?
Yes.
Why am I zoning out on this?
Well, because we're supposed to be doing it on the third, but you like to do it on the second, and it's kind of odd. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay, I must completely be backwards in my head, because I've had it written down as like the second week for years now.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, we've
been doing it as a second of the second week. Technically, that's what we have been doing. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Because if we agreed on the other thing and I didn't do it right and I didn't know about it,
so it's now the second week. We're good.
So yes, we are doing Studio X. That was a long way of me just confirming exactly what I just said before. All right, so we'll be doing Studio X next week if I don't punch myself in the face until I die by that time.
Or
all right,
me, either way.
So from Ursa the studio dog, from Novia the studio cat, from JT and myself, thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week, and until then, keep on writing. Good night.